Dear welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's tale of the tape. Fighter 1. A person. Record. Unknown. Contested. Possibly expunged. Reach. Long enough to pack a car. Short enough to still call home from the driveway. Signature move. The fresh start. A combination left hook of hope and right cross of denial. Walkout song. Something upbeat they chose specifically because it doesn't sound like running. Fighter 2. Themselves. Same record. Same reach. Has never lost.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it cowardly to move somewhere no one knows you just so you can finally become someone different? Answer yes. And you've chosen to carry shame into a new zip code, wearing it quietly until it finds you at the first difficult moment. Answer no. You've accepted that geography can be a legitimate tool. A room where the old story loses its grip and something real might grow. Both roads start at the same front door. Is it cowardly to move somewhere no one knows you just so you can finally become someone different? Buddhism doesn't let you have the fantasy for long. It's almost gentle about it. You pack the self into the suitcase, it says. It rides in the overhead bin. Patient. And then you find your own handwriting on the wall of the new apartment. Buddhism isn't calling this cowardice, though. It calls it the beginning of seeing. Which is interesting, because it's treating the move as the moment you finally notice what you've been dragging around. Not the escape from the work, but the start of it.
Cynicism has almost no patience for that reading. Diogenes lived in a barrel in the middle of Athens, loudest city in the ancient world, and needed zero new scenery. The cynic's version of your move is, you drive 12 hours, unload every box, and the first thing you do is call someone back home to tell them how free you feel. That call is the tell. You don't want a new self, you want a new audience for the old performance.
Sufism cuts the opposite direction entirely, and I find it genuinely hard to argue with. The reed didn't ask the reed bed's permission. It got torn away, it bled, and then breath moved through it and made something the world needed to hear. Sufism says your old city kept the wound bandaged with familiar faces. Their expectations, and it uses this phrase, were a smaller version of you that they preferred. Go, it says. The beloved is not back there.
Stoicism would like a word with Sufism. It doesn't care about the reed. It wants to know what follows you into the new apartment. The will that chose cruelty, the habit that chose silence, the moment you could have acted and didn't. Stoics believe the citadel is inside you, and if it's already taken, the new city has no jurisdiction over it. Geography changes the witnesses, not the character. And Stoicism is genuinely useful here because it's asking, what are you actually requesting permission for? The move or the transformation you could start before you finish packing?
The pop culture oracle sent us Shrek today, the one where he stands in his swamp in the opening scene, a place he moved to specifically so no one would bother him. And the movie's entire engine is that it doesn't work. Not because Shrek is a coward, but because, as he eventually explains to Donkey, ogres have layers, onions have layers. The new city is the swamp. It lasts approximately 11 days before you're telling a stranger at a bar the same three stories, in the same order, with the same pause before the punchline. The oracle is not wrong today. That's a little annoying. Nobody in these 15 traditions agrees on what to call the move. Brave, deluded, necessary, theater. But absurdism gets the last word in my head. You have one rock and you get to choose which hill. Tomorrow deserves a question about what we owe the people who knew us before we knew ourselves, or we knew.
Tale of the tape. Final result. After 15 rounds of wisdom tradition analysis, the judges' scorecards are in. Buddhism. Technical decision. Self still present. Bout continues. Sufism. Spiritual TKO. Wound opened. Breath incoming. Cynicism. Disqualification for calling home from the parking lot. The Godshow.us is free. It's daily. It's in multiple languages. And it runs entirely on the support of listeners who think questions like this one deserve more than a 5-second take. If this show is doing something useful for your brain, subscribe, share it, or find us at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to NewYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The suitcase is already in the overhead bin. You know what's in it. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.